Maverick Early Readers. Slow Doris by Steve Howson. Illustrated by Kristen Humphrey. This is Gold Book Band. Turn the page when you hear the bell. Good. Let's begin. Chapter 1. Doris was a loris, a very slow loris. Boris and Horace were lorises too, but they were always rushing around. When they said, "Come and race with us," Doris would always say, "No, thank you."
"But you're missing out on all the fun," said Boris. "Everyone loves the midnight jungle races. All the animals cheer, and there's always a party afterwards."
Boris and Horace were famous in the jungle races. Doris preferred to be by herself. She didn't like the noise and the crowds. She liked to do things at her own pace. "When you go slow," she said, "you see so much more." Like the hairs on a petal, like crystals twinkling in a rock, like wriggling tadpoles clinging to a leaf, like the swirly patterns inside your eyelids.
"Doris, wake up," cried Boris. "You're such a night dreamer. Save your sleeping for the daytime, like the rest of us."
But Doris stayed out of the races. She didn't go to the parties. She avoided the noise and the crowds. She stayed up in her tree, night dreaming alone. Chapter 2. One night, when Doris was busy watching the leaves grow, she heard a strange noise. It came from down below. It was harsh and grumbly. She peered over the edge of her nest and saw two bright lights sweeping through the jungle. She could hear something big and heavy crashing around. There was shouting and commotion. Then she saw a great square creature with red eyes bouncing out of the jungle and rushing away over the hill. The jungle fell silent for a moment. Then there was a shrill cry. It was Cloris the loris.
"Boris and Horace have gone!" she screamed.
Doris slowly crept down from her tree, peering into the darkness. Cloris came rushing past.
"Quick, Doris!" she said. "Help us find Boris and Horace!"
All the lorises were rushing around in a panic.
"Did you see that big square creature with red eyes?" asked Doris.
Nobody listened.
"I think it took Boris and Horace," said Doris.
Cloris snapped.
"This is no time for your night dreams, Doris. Help us find Boris and Horace or go back to sleep."
Doris started looking around, very slowly. She noticed how the grass had been trampled flat. She found some broken branches. She saw strange marks in the mud. Then she saw tracks she had never seen before. They led out of the jungle. Doris followed them. Chapter 3. Slowly and carefully, Doris followed the tracks over the hill and down the other side. The sun came up. Doris kept on following the tracks. Sometimes more big square creatures rushed past, spraying dust and stones. Doris hid in the shadows until they had gone. She plodded on, with her eyes fixed on the tracks. The sun beat down on her back. All the other lorises would be asleep by now. Doris had never been out in the daylight before. She had never been so far from home. But she kept on going. Soon it grew cooler. The sun went down. Doris could still see the tracks in the dust, so she kept on going. The moon rose and strange sounds filled Doris's ears. Up ahead, there were bright lights in the darkness. They stung Doris's eyes. As she crept closer, she saw people everywhere. They pushed and shoved and shouted at each other. They didn't notice little Doris down by their feet. Doris decided to hide in the shadows until they had gone. Chapter 4. Eventually, the people started to drift away. Finally, when all was quiet, Doris dared to peep out from her hiding place. The dusty floor was crisscrossed with tracks, like the one she had been following. Then she saw it. There, at last, was the big square creature that had crashed into her jungle. It was silent, and its red eyes were closed. Doris also saw that all around there were cages crammed full of jungle animals. There were monkeys and bats, birds and reptiles. They dozed in their cages, or stared down at her with sad eyes.
"Doris!" called a voice. "Over here!"
It was Horace, and there was Boris too.
"How did you find us?" called Boris.
"I followed the tracks made by the big square creature," said Doris.
Then she climbed up to their cage and started to chew on the ropes that held it together.
"Hurry up, Doris, please," cried Boris.
Doris chewed slowly and steadily until, snap, the cage door fell open. Boris and Horace leapt out and gave Doris a great big hug.
"Come on, let's get out of here," said Boris.
"But what about the other animals?" said Doris. "We can't leave them here."
So Doris, Boris and Horace used their sharp teeth to chew through the ropes around the other cages. As the animals were freed, they used their teeth or claws or beaks to help. By the end of the night, all the animals were free.
"I just have to do one more thing," said Doris.
Boris and Horace watched as she crept over to the big square creature. Its red eyes were still closed. Boris and Horace held their breath as Doris crawled underneath. She reached up and pulled down a wire. The big square creature did not move. Doris chewed through the wire until it snapped. Finally, she reached up and bit into a thin pipe. It burst and liquid poured onto the ground. Doris headed back to Boris and Horace as quickly as she could.
"I hope that stops it following us," she said.
The sky was beginning to grow light. Horace said,
"Come on, let's go before those people come back. They won't be very happy."
But Doris was too tired to take another step. She dropped into the dust and fell fast asleep. So Boris and Horace carried her all the way home. Chapter 5. Doris awoke to the sound of cheering and shouting. She opened her eyes to see hundreds of lorises waving and chanting her name. "Doris! Doris! Doris!" Boris and Horace held her up high so everyone could see. There was a huge cheer from the crowd.
"You're the hero now," cried Cloris from below. "We're having the biggest party ever. Come and join us."
"Thank you," said Doris. "But I'd just like to go back to my tree, if you don't mind."
Doris curled up cozily among the leaves in her nest. she could hear the distant noise of the party below. She watched a night flower slowly unfolding. She listened to the sap pulsing through the leaves as she lay down her head. It was good to be back in her tree, night dreaming alone. The end.